KQED.
We're starting our show today with a politically divided family, one whose home life has become more hostile since the election. Olive is 22. She's transgender. She lives with her parents in Los Angeles. And her story comes to us as part of a new series called At Risk in the Trump Era, produced in collaboration with students at the USC Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism. Here's reporter Renee Gross, who spent the last few months with Olive and her family as they veered close to tragedy. By the way, the family asked Renee to only use their first names. This story delves into some sensitive themes. Heads up if you've got kids listening.
Olive is parked in front of a coffee shop and grocery store miles away from her home. She is tall but unassuming, with short chestnut brown hair and floppy bangs.
So I'm taking off my pants.
She's here to change into a skirt, a fitting top, and a jean jacket. Olive calls herself the vampire trans because she dresses as male during the day, but at night...
It's like a super short skirt and I have long hairy legs, but I feel good.
She doesn't dress as a girl at home. She doesn't go by Olive there either. She chose the name Olive partly because she used to imagine herself go-go dancing in olive-colored clothing. But at home, she goes by her old name, Richard. She lives with her mother, who is from Romania, and her father, from Israel. Both are in their mid-60s.
That kind of stuff, the transgender, that is ridiculous for me.
That's Olive's mom. They often fight about Olive's identity. But there are days, like today, that they'll spend time together. They're making Olive's favorite comfort food for breakfast.
Now, mix it, everything together.
It's a Romanian dish, sweet meatballs.
We love him, you know. But we don't like what he's doing, actually. You know, what direction he chose in life. So we are very worried about him. What's your response on this?
I feel okay. I feel like you don't see what my life's like, and
no, I don't. And I don't agree.
And I don't think you'll ever really see much of it, because we don't agree on how I should live my own life. So
it's something the end of the world. Even, you know, even the president is against, and everybody's against.
Olive's parents are big Trump supporters. Olive can't stand him.
I remember right as he got elected, both my parents were screaming and shouting, like, woo, woo, yeah, go Trump. They're just like, ha, 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 ha. They were like pointing at me, like, ha, ha, we won.
Hi. The next time we meet, we're at a diner. Olive says what worries her now is how to get her parents to accept that she identifies as a woman. She says the conversation she had with her mom while they were cooking meatballs left her feeling depressed.
It was just like a bigger reminder that I really need to move out.
Olive is trying to save up money to leave her parents' house. She has a degree in film, and she eventually wants to be a cinematographer. For now, she works as a production assistant on a TV show. A week or so goes by after our chat at the diner. Olive seems to be ignoring my text. But then, Olive gives me a call.
Me and my parents got into a really, really big fight. It's very dramatic. It's kind of like a lot of pent-up energy.
Olive and I meet up to talk about it. She says during the fight, her mother said she just couldn't deal with the transition anymore. Her mother wanted to commit suicide.
I was thinking about her killing herself, and then I was thinking about just me killing myself. It was like, who's going first?
Olive tells me that around the time Trump got elected, she seriously considered killing herself.
It was just kind of upsetting the energy in the house, and then I was just in a lot of pain. I decided that I didn't want to deal with it anymore.
She knew of a bridge that she used to go to with her dad. It's on the LA River, near a bike path.
Yeah, I just kind of like left my house one night when I was just like too much, and I got there. And then my friend called me. I just kind of was like, okay, I'll do this later.
A few months after Olive planned to kill herself, Trump rolled back protections for transgender students in public schools. Olive is speaking about it with her dad, a hefty man with black hair and a receding hairline. At one point in the conversation, Olive brings up suicide.
You don't like hearing that, right? That trans kids kill themselves?
Well, I always believed that trans is a mental problem. I don't get it. I don't get it. For me, it's disgusting. Disgusting.
Olive says she's heard comments like this from her parents so many times. As she gets into her car to leave her house, Olive says she tries to let the words run right through her.
They're not trying to hurt me. So, and I don't need to feel hurt by that.
She says this fight with her father is a little easier than the ones before. Partly because the fighting takes so much out of them. They feel spent. Weirdly, even though both parents so thoroughly reject Olive's gender identity, she wants to take care of them. She can't remember a time when they weren't struggling with depression. Olive is an only child, and even as a teenager, she worried about her parents' health and their ability to navigate old age.
I felt like I was responsible for them, like they were my kids. Sometimes it still feels like that.
For now, taking care of them still means hiding her identity, at least while she still lives with them. In the parking lot where she changes into her skirt and blouse, Olive puts on her makeup. She dodges her stubble as she outlines her lips in red. She says she loves the name of her lipstick.
Called Rage. The intensity of it is nice. It's like armor on my lips. I just feel a little stronger for some reason. What's that?
Her goal is to move out of her parents' house by the end of the summer. Then, she wants to explore dressing as Olive full-time. For the California Report, I'm Renee Gross in Los Angeles.
That story is part of our series, At Risk in the Trump Era, exploring the impact of the first 100 days of the Trump presidency on vulnerable communities in Southern California. It was produced in collaboration with the USC Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism.